KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
That's actually what I said, is it's possible that the women who taking Tylenol, that they were sicker. They just were sicker. You know, people who take Tylenol a lot are sicker. And if you feel really crappy a lot of the time, maybe something's going on with you that makes you more likely to have a child with an intellectual problem, or maybe you've got an infection. High fevers are associated with bad outcomes in pregnancy. So if you have a high fever, you take the Tylenol. Well, maybe you didn't take the Tylenol soon enough. The high fever, whether you're taking the Tylenol or not, is going to have some effect on the placenta, on the fetus, and that could be the cause of the problem. So they say maternal factors such as fever or underlying pain rather than direct effect of the Tylenol itself. And what it means is, like, you know, don't take a lot of Tylenol if you're pregnant. Anyway, it's not great. But if you have to, very high fever, or you're in significant pain, you know, okay, maybe it's not the cause, the single culprit, the bullet that triggers autism. Okay, so now here's another study, another big study. We examined prospective associations between a wide range of prenatal and birth factors and the likelihood of the child receiving an autism diagnosis in this big study. And here's what they found. Yeah, pre-existing maternal mental health conditions and the use of SSRI or SNRI medications. We're thinking Effexor. We're thinking Prozac, we're thinking Zoloft, we're thinking Paxil. If the mother's depressed and or taking antidepressants, that was associated with a substantially increased risk of autism. So again, the question is it, you know, just like with Tylenol, is it the SSRIs that are causing the autism, or is it the mother has depression? People have depression. They are biochemically different. They may have more inflammation. They may have stuff physically going on with them. There's a million physical causes of depression. It's not just a bad mental attitude, although that contributes. So is it the SSRIs or the SNRIs, the antidepressant drugs, that are causing the autism, or is it the underlying depression? The drugs may simply be a marker for the depression. Also, passive tobacco smoke before conception and first and second trimesters. And here's an interesting one. Exposure to vinyl floors in the living room during pregnancy. You know, when you get a new linoleum floor, it smells. And what you're smelling chemicals. Both passive tobacco smoke and exposure to vinyl floors were positively associated with the instance of subsequently being diagnosed with autism. So, you know, suggested, don't remodel your house right before you're about to conceive or during pregnancy. Not a great idea. Or go somewhere else if your house smells bad. So also, better adherence to healthy diet was associated with a reduced risk of child autism, and conditions such as obesity, gestational diabetes, and preeclampsia were associated with increased likelihood of autism. So if mom is overweight, yeah, that's a risk. Maternal health, depression, inflammation during pregnancy may play a role in the development of psychiatric conditions such as depression that are triggered SSRI use, they say. And, when it comes to vitamins, prenatal vitamin use during pregnancy was associated with significantly reduced risk by 40 to 50% of having an autistic child. So, yeah, take your prenatal vitamins. When it comes, I always thought that it was premature to announce the cause, quote, unquote, of autism. Pointing the finger at Tylenol is a variety of factors. They also mentioned socioeconomic disadvantage associated with higher likelihood of autism because, these folks tend to have poorer nutrition, more likely to have gestational diabetes or preeclampsia, and there's higher rates of smoking, obesity, poor dietary habits prevalent among lower disadvantaged socioeconomic strata of society. So there you have it on the autism front. It is a complex mix of factors, and we need to take an all-of-the-above approach to autism prevention. Folks, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. Mito Pure Gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Mito Pure is a clinically validated solution. It's backed by over 15 years of research. I've looked at the research. It is quite compelling. Mito Pure Gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. Mito Pure produces the first ever Urolithin A gummies. That's the secret ingredient that supports your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant all year long. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. And I personally experienced this as someone who loves to stay active. I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using MitoPure. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level within your mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells. So don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman. 35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your 1 month subscription. Check it out. Okay. This item, you know, when it comes to Alzheimer's disease, we know that high blood sugar, as occurs in diabetes, can accelerate Alzheimer's risk. For the first time ever, they've discovered that a after-meal blood sugar spike may raise Alzheimer's risk. Again, looking at the UK Biobank, we talked about the UK Biobank as a repository of information linking omega-3 fatty acids to protection against atrial fibrillation instead of as a cause of atrial fibrillation. They found that people who had a post-meal blood sugar spike, which comes from ultra-refined carbohydrates and sugar, right? Post-meal blood sugar spikes were linked to Alzheimer's risk, and they say this finding could help shape future prevention strategies, highlighting the importance of managing blood sugar, not just overall, but specifically after meals. And you can do that with some of these new CGM devices that provide you a lot of information to see, is your blood sugar going through the roof after eating this or the other food combination? Maybe rethink your breakfast if your blood sugar is going into the high hundreds or surpasses 200s after that bowl of oatmeal. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 8th, the event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drawings. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 for a table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we'll take one of your calls momentarily. But that's how you get into the doctor's office. You want to pose a question, you had a comment, 877-726-8255. Here is a very interesting study. You know, we've been talking about something called VNS, vagus nerve stimulation. And in particular, vagus nerve stimulation was just approved for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. It put a lot of patients with rheumatoid arthritis into remission without drugs. It's electrical stimulation with a small implanted device that stimulates the vagus nerve that changes the body in many different ways. It's actually being explored for the treatment of inflammatory bowel disease and many other conditions because it seems to regulate immunity. Headline, patients tried everything for depression, then this implant changed their lives. A small implanted device helped some of the sickest depression patients finally get better and stay better. Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis, led a large multi-center clinical trial to evaluate VNS, vagus nerve stimulation. And again, this is not a headset. This is not one of these things where you put a little clip on your ear and it gives you a little electrostimulation. This is a heavy-duty intervention because it has to be surgically implanted. And then it delivers electrical current to stimulate the vagus nerve at a certain frequency, amplitude. I don't know the secret sauce, but there's a way to stimulate the vagus nerve specifically to impact depression. The participants in the study had lived with depression for an average of 29 years and had already tried about 13 treatments without success. You know, what's next? Medical euthanasia? You know, these are the worst of the worst. They had already undergone electroconvulsive therapy, think One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, transcranial magnetic stimulation, which holds great promise, but it's an external magnet. And just to show you how difficult their condition had been, they didn't improve with all these things. So they say this trial represents the sickest treatment-resistant depressed patient sample ever studied in a clinical trial. They took the worst of the worst. And what they found was quite interesting. The therapy involves surgically placing a device under the skin in the chest, so it's not highly invasive. It sends carefully controlled electrical signals to the left vagus nerve. 500 patients, 84 sites across the country, they considered response rate. Out of 214 patients who received active treatment from the beginning, about 69% showed a meaningful response at 1 year. In other words, they weren't cured, but they got a response. Those who benefited at 12 months, 80% maintained or improved the results. What was most remarkable, the researchers found that about one-fifth, 20% of treated patients were in remission from depression after 24 months. The researchers commented, "We were shocked that one in five patients with the worst possible depression was effectively treated and were without depressive symptoms at the end of 2 years." So it's a remarkable potential therapy, and they're working out the kinks on this, but pharmaceutical drugs, a lot of drawbacks, not that successful. Psychoanalysis, yeah, you can do a lot of talk therapy, but a remarkable way of dealing with extreme depression, the electrical stimulation of the vagus nerve. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Donald Trump's first year back in office. We've got all the analysis and all the action on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp. And they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As I say so often, I keep reiterating because we need calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call with a question. Let's hear what our next listener wants to know about.
Some people say we can't extend life much past 100, even with the most advanced anti-aging interventions. Others say we can actually crack the code on aging and make people live much longer. What's your opinion?
Okay, so this is a very controversial issue within the field of longevity medicine, shall we say, or anti-aging medicine. There are a couple of ways that we can increase lifespan. One is to simply deal with the diseases that tend to limit our lifespan, the major ones being heart disease, cancer, etc. And we can come up with cures for these diseases
Well, then we might live to our allotted genetically programmed lifespan, which, you know, according to most studies, if you're free of disease, you know, you might live into your 90s or even surpass 100. But you still may be time limited because of some inherent factors that keep us from living forever. And so the controversy in the field of anti-aging is, will we be able to get not only at the things that kill us before we reach our, optimize our aging potential, or will we have to succumb to our natural programming, which is that people die, you know, in their 80s, 90s, or, you know, maybe at best 100. I think there was a guy who is still a World War II veteran who's, you know, appeared recently at a, you know, there are fewer and fewer of these guys. You know, these guys were, you know, teenagers in the 1940s, and there are not many of those folks left over. So the research is centered around, you know, a couple of things. One is regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine purports to fix our failing organs with things like stem cells. You know, maybe stem cells which are have the potential to regrow into new livers, new eyes, new hearts, new blood vessels, new joints. There's a lot of that work being going on, the work that's going on. But that is actually not attacking the central problem, which is, are we programmed to die? Is there this, you know, like entropy? I mean, even the universe is thought to not be immortal, because eventually the law of thermodynamics states that entropy will occur and things break down. So can we inherently slow that process? And that's what researchers are looking at. And there's a variety of ways we can deal with the problem of aging. There are various, you know, like vampire blood treatments, getting blood products from younger animals, putting them into older animals and rejuvenating them. And, you know, there are actually probably some rich guys who have blood boys that they draw blood from, and they get blood transfusions, you know, in an effort to fight the aging process. There are certain drugs that are under investigation. Metformin, for example, which is being investigated by alma mater at Einstein. Rapamycin, which some people think can be very helpful for extending life, although the studies on that are controversial. And, you know, if you don't use it right, it is immunosuppressive, so side effects can occur. There's also gene editing with CRISPR. You can actually maybe fix the genes that program us for aging. There's research on what are called Yamanaka factors. And if we accentuate these youthful factors, it's actually a Nobel Prize researcher by a guy named Yamanaka, then we might be able to extend the horizon of aging. And then there are specific drugs like myostatin inhibitors, which prevent sarcopenia. To give you an example, there's a new study underway. And by the way, you know, one of the best ways to fend off aging is with exercise. There's just no question. That's, you know, it's free, or, you know, may involve a gym membership and some equipment. But bar none is probably the single best way to fend off aging. The study involves older adults aged 65 to 80 who've agreed to try HIIT training. HIIT, or HIIT, high-intensity interval training, short bursts of cardio mixed with resistance training, plus a supplement called spermidine. And this is actually available over the counter. You buy spermidine. And no, it has nothing to do with sperm or semen. Spermidine is something that we get from our foods. It has potent anti-inflammatory effects, and in some animal studies and some limited human studies shows that it has anti-aging potential. There's also the mitochondrial theory of aging. You know, we talk about NT factor here, and we talk about mitophagy via urolithin A, the MitoPure product. I think that by supporting mitochondrial function, and there are a variety of ways to do that, and certainly exercise supports mitochondrial function, but also too does exposure to sunlight and low, you know, long wave infrared light therapy, phototherapy can also stimulate the mitochondria. There's just so many different angles on this. But the central question is, how far can you push it? Are there inherent limitations, you know, where you're doing all of the above, and we have come up with the most impressive technology, and still nobody's going to live longer than Jean Calment, who is the French lady who died at, I think it was 126. There's some controversy as to her whether her birth certificate is authentic, but it may be that there are finite limitations on aging. And sometimes I say to myself, you know, with all the new developments, technology, and, you know, when I'm having trouble with my iPhone or with my apps or my printer, you know, gives me trouble, I say, you know, dying is the solution for when things become too complicated, it's time to check out. You know, or when you look at Fox News or CNN and you see stuff and you go, it's time to meet my maker. You know, maybe there is some benefit to a limited time span on Earth. 877-726-8255 is our number. And so this item, and you know, you're talking about the mitochondria and, you know, as important determinants of aging. If you're frequently in a state of fatigue, well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids that are found as the makeup of your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using anti-factor for years. I'm a big believer in it. I don't go a day without it. Anti-factor lipids come in an easy-to-use powder, which I use in a shake, two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to antifactor.com. That's antifactor.com for antifactor lipids powder, and push back on the aging process by fixing your cell membranes, particularly within your mitochondria, where they make a big difference in mitochondrial efficiency. Okay, this item, and you know, we mentioned earlier, we talked about the pros and cons of the new diet pyramid. You know, low-carb diets, controversial because some people say low-carb diets, you know, unfortunately, they accentuate saturated fats and cholesterol, so, you know, you may lose some weight at first, but they're going to kill you anyway. That's usually the argument that's mustered against low-carb diets. This is a meta-analysis of randomized trials. They looked at 174 randomized trials, so it's a big meta-analysis. And what they were trying to determine, you know, what are the impacts on cardiovascular health of the carbohydrate-restricted diets? Because the concern is, do they net increase or decrease cardiovascular risk? Because if you have more animal protein and you're going to have more cholesterol and saturated fat, maybe that's not good. So here's what they found. Carbohydrate-restricted diets significantly reduce triglycerides. It's the best single way to reduce triglycerides is to go on a very carb-restricted diet. It's kind of counterintuitive because these are circulating fats in the blood. So how do you reduce your circulating fats in the blood? Eat a diet relatively high in fat but very low in carbohydrates. Paradoxical, I know, but that's what happens. The carb-restricted diets also reduce systolic and diastolic blood pressure. They improve various lipid profile ratios, so the ratio of cholesterol to HDL and, say, total cholesterol to LDL. There's various ways to look at these ratios, as well as inflammatory markers. And inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein may be an even more important determinant of cardiovascular risk than cholesterol itself, because inflammation affects the arterial wall and promotes atherosclerosis and sticky platelets, heart attacks, and strokes. High-density lipoprotein went up with low-carb diets, but low-density lipoprotein LDL, the so-called bad cholesterol, and total cholesterol increased modestly. All measured body composition markers showed significant reductions with the carb-restricted diet. Moderate carbohydrate diets offered balanced benefits. That's kind of like the new food pyramid, the inverted food pyramid. They didn't say don't eat any carbohydrates, but, you know, moderate carbohydrate diets offered balanced benefits. You get a little benefit in terms of, and that's kind of the diet I followed, like a salad and salmon diet, which, you know, eat some carbs. Ketogenic diets produced greater weight loss, so they were more efficient for weight loss, but greater increases in LDL and total cholesterol, the impact of which is unknown, but is concerning, because you can see sometimes a dramatic spike in your LDL and total cholesterol. Yeah, okay, you lose weight, which is good from a cardiovascular standpoint. Yes, you're going to reduce insulin resistance, and but with a higher LDL, total cholesterol, that is concerning with the ketogenic diet. Benefits were most pronounced in females and individuals with overweight or obesity. So if you're normal weight, you know, whether you're on one diet or another and you're exercising a lot and you're a healthy person, you can pretty much rely on, you know, high octane or low octane fuel. It's not going to matter as much. But if you have metabolic syndrome and you're heavy, these low carb diets can make a difference, according to a meta-analysis of 174 randomized trials from 27 countries. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Anti-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. Anti-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids powder.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Or just want to know if that deal is really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're a golfer and you want to hit the range but don't have the time, well, now you can golf at home with a PGA Tour Superstore Golf Simulator. We spoke to Ben Helmrath, and here's what's included.
The mat that you hit off of, number one. The screen that you hit into. The enclosure that the screen attaches to basically be the structure that holds the screen. The side netting, and then the projector as well.
And how many courses?
You have anywhere from 100 to 300 courses are usually preloaded. We're now getting devices like the Garmin R50, which actually has over 40,000 courses. So any course that you can pull up on your wearable devices or on your apps on your phone, they're now integrating into being able to play those courses in the simulator environment.
More is at PGATourSuperstore.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Call, record your question, your comment. We'll put it on the air, and I will address it. All right, good news, bad news scenario when it comes to cancer. Are we finally making progress against cancer? And, you know, it must be at least 50 years since Richard Nixon declared the war on cancer. We were going to eradicate cancer, but it didn't quite pan out. We are making very gradual progress against cancer. So there's some good news, bad news. According to the latest statistics, cancer survival hit 70% milestone, but worrying trends seen. They say here, people with cancer are far more likely to live 5 years or more after their diagnosis than they were decades ago, and survival rates for even the most fatal cancers have doubled or more, according to the 2026 American Cancer Society annual report on cancer trends. So you could say, well, you know, it's all about earlier detection. I mean, we're doing more pap smears. We're doing more, you know, MRIs. We're doing, you know, PSAs, et cetera, paps, you know, all the various colonoscopies. So we're detecting cancer earlier. So, of course, we're seeing more survival, right? And so it didn't necessarily represent progress in treating cancer. It just means that we're finding cancer earlier, and we might be finding some cancers that never would have killed people that, you know, get filed, you know, in the statistics, and regardless of how we treat it, it just, you know, we're finding earlier cancers at earlier stages that might not be fatal. But no, survival rates for even the most fatal cancers have doubled or more, and that may be as a result of some breakthrough treatments. Now, unfortunately, those treatments are at the margins. We are seeing some amazing progress with immunotherapy, brand new therapies that address even advanced metastatic cancers, but the statistics are still not that great. The number of new cases continues to rise. So that is concerning. So something's happening here. And, yeah, some of it's due to better screening, better detection, but some of it has to do with clearly the environment. And the environment has to do with diet. Environment has to do with pollution. The environment has to do with industrial chemicals that are pouring into our water, into our food, into our air. And so we're seeing more cancer. And in particular, what is concerning is a surge in gastrointestinal cancers in young people, especially colon cancer, in even under 35s. That is a disturbing trend. But the 5-year relative survival for all cancers increased from just 49%, less than half, in the mid-70s, 64% in the late 1990s. It's now surpassed 70% in the most recent era, which is a remarkable improvement. So what they conclude is cancer is no longer a death sentence, still very serious. 30% of people die within 5 years. They say survival is highest for cancers of the thyroid and prostate. 98% survival. If you have cancer of the prostate, you're not necessarily going to die. Okay? Catch it early. We can deal with it. Lowest survival rates are for cancers of the lung, 28%. Only 28% of people are alive after 5 years after discovery of lung cancer. Liver cancer, even worse, 22%. Esophageal cancer, very bad, 22%. Pancreatic cancer, worst of all, virtually a death sentence, 13% survival. Still, double-digit survival with a pancreatic cancer, you live 5 years, that's very good. That is progress. Because there has been some progress in the treatment, but still very, very serious. Notable improvements in survival have been in early lung cancer. There's 20% survival, now 37% survival. When it comes even for late-stage disease that spread, gone from 2%, which is negligible, to 10%, still low. Pancreatic cancer survival is still not great. So, we're also seeing an interesting phenomenon, which is extreme age protects against cancer, according to a new study. If you make it past a critical age, if you make it through your 50s, 60s, and 70s, and don't get cancer, your likelihood of getting cancer doesn't just increase logarithmically, it actually tends to decrease, according to a recent study. So, great stuff. Thanks very much for joining us, and we appreciate the questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. Remember, drhoffman.com is your resource for all things intelligent medicine. You can shop there via my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, and check out our newsletter, subscribe to our podcasts, and have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's XLEAR.com.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point.
you'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a security agreement with the United States is, quote, 100% ready, adding Ukraine is waiting for its partners to set a signing date. Speaking after trilateral talks with Russia and U.S. in Abu Dhabi, Zelensky emphasized Ukraine's push for European Union membership by 2027. Hundreds of thousands of customers in the South without power from that terrible winter storm. Tennessee and Mississippi both hit hard there. National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli.
Behind this storm, it's just going to get bitterly cold across basically the entirety of the eastern two-thirds of the nation, east of the Rockies. And that's going to prove to be the snow and the ice will be slow to melt away. And it may hinder some recovery efforts as well, make things harder to restore as it just gets so cold.
In the meantime, nearly 11,000 flights Sunday were canceled. House Republicans hope to keep their majority with the 2026 midterm elections. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the latest on that story.
Over the past 80 years, the party of the sitting president has won midterm seats in the House only two times. Despite the historical record, House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain feels good about the GOP adding to its razor-thin majority.
We've defied the odds to this point, right? I'm an optimist by nature. And I think we're on the right side of things. We are on the right side of the policies.
McClain, who is a congresswoman from Michigan, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created Think Factor. Think Factor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take Think Factor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, Think Factor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order Think Factor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Financial markets will be watching closely this week as Fed Reserve policymakers meet to decide what to do about interest rates. Here's Rich Thomason.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last three meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a four-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
NBA postponing two games Sunday because of the winter storm. Dallas Mavericks tried twice to fly to Milwaukee for their Sunday night game. Conditions just would not allow it. And Denver Nuggets and Memphis Grizzlies, that game was also postponed 3 hours before tip-off. More on these stories, townhall.com. Critics and experts say the policies of New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani are clearly, quote, anti-business.
Mamdani's agenda of raising taxes on high earners and corporations reportedly has many millionaires planning to leave the city, and it comes at a terrible time. The Unleash Prosperity newsletter says that last year the Big Apple had its sharpest decline in business growth since COVID in 2020. More than 8,400 businesses shut down the second quarter of 2025. Only 3,500 opened. The decline wiped out nearly all the city's startup gains since 2022.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting that Mamdani is offering to cut fines and fees for small businesses in half to prevent a recession. Many economists warn as he implements his anti-business agenda, more and more New Yorkers in every income bracket will leave the city. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready. The Grange Co-op Bucket Sale is back. January 24th and 25th. Pick up a Grange Co-op bucket and enjoy 20% off anything you can fit inside. If it doesn't fit, you still get 10% off. Tools, pet supplies, garden gear, feed. If it fits, it saves. Buckets must be purchased, but the savings you can stack inside are all yours. So pack it, stack it, and save big at the Grange Co-op Bucket Sale. Happening this weekend at Grange Co-op, 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Your bucket of savings is waiting.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And Jake, and that's about it.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, you and I both figure out you're going to go into this course. It's not going to be like real training, but was it maybe like training light? Was there some value to it? What was it like?
The only value to it, and I mean the only value to it, they had Colonel Jeff Cooper's four general firearm safety rules.
Oh,
although
yeah?
They never mentioned his name, never credited him.
Of course not.
It's like they took credit for coming up with these rules themselves. But it was scary, brother. I mean, some of the stuff they said, you know, they obviously had their bullet points, but then some of the things they would say were just amazing. And this all occurred after this massive liability warning that you have to click that you agree or you can't go any further. Basically, it says if you need specific advice or expertise about your use of guns, go to a qualified professional.
Find a real instructor.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Okay, so what's really going on here? Why is every town a gun ban group wanting to become a gun training group?
They want to scare their viewers so badly that no one is going to carry one, that you're going to have your gun disassembled and locked up and your ammunition in a different room and your magazines in a different room. And that was clearly the goal. Guns are dangerous. They should be unloaded, disassembled, and locked up. They were constantly saying, basically, if you're a gun novice and you watch this, you're never going to buy a gun, much less want to carry one, if you believe what they're saying. That is the problem with this crap.
Huh. Okay, actually, that's logical. It starts to make some sense because on the front end, you're thinking, okay, what are they doing? What's going on? So what are they doing? Are they spewing all of the anti-gun nonsense and so-called research at you?
Yeah, and there's even some more in there. I mean, they brought up racist police officers, and having been in law enforcement for 10 years, I took huge issue with that. Jake said police interactions may be risky for black gun owners. We want to acknowledge that. Gather more information about police in your area. They're not. That's complete BS. And it's just wrong to say. These two instructors, they stressed the benefits of building your home. Build a home security system with alarm, signs, decals, doorbells, because that'll keep them out until the bad guy's in there. Their solution then? Adopt a dog.
Okay. Oh, geez.
We have a little Boston Terrier here. She's incredible at barking at strangers. I don't think she's going to disarm anybody. I may be wrong.
So what, I mean, and look, you've been to a lot of training. You've done a lot of this stuff.
Love it.
And you have covered these guys for a long time. What is your takeaway on this thing?
Well, it was interesting that they never even mentioned ARs or showed a photo of an AR or any other semi-auto rifle. That's a huge, huge point. Mm-hmm. I mean, my home defense gun is an AR. I think they're trying to load this up to scare folks. So hoping that people will look at this and be so scared about the vagaries of home defense are just so crazy, I don't know what I'm going to do, rather than understand that, you know, sometimes you got to do what you need to do. But the fact that they took Colonel Cooper's rules and didn't even give him an ounce of credit, that really upset.
All right, so who is going to take this class?
I think you're going to find people on the fringe. All the mentions I got of my story, the story did okay, There's one guy who took all three, and he was able to invest some pretty good thoughts on it. But you're still paying them money. You know, you're talking $100 for some of these classes, and that's just crazy. I think they came up with a new way of putting out anti-gun propaganda. Mm-hmm. And I'll give them this, brother. I mean, it works. It works. If you're a novice or you don't have somebody or you're not listening to your show, you're going to watch this and you're going to become scared because they're parroting these little small doses of
wow.
real gun safety information. Yeah, I think that's what they're looking at. Anybody who's ever fired a round downrange is going to laugh their butt off, trust me.
Yeah, but at the same time, Lee, you know, these guys are incredibly well-funded. I'm sure it's well-researched.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they focus-grouped this thing, and I say, okay, this is a way that we can continue our anti-gun message to people who might be on the fence and thinking, okay, well, maybe we ought to get a gun, honey. We ought to look into this. And let's go to the gun safety people from every town
right.
for gun safety, because we're scared of them anyway. We wanted to go to a safe place. And, yeah, they would be susceptible from coming away from that and going, whoa, I'm sure glad we took that class. We're never getting a gun.
Yeah, or we got a gun. Let's take it completely apart, and we'll hide all the parts in 12 rooms.
Yeah, holy cow. Hey,
yeah, it was bad.
Let me ask you, I've got to hit a break here. When we come back, could you give us an update on Tate?
Without any doubt, happy to.
Okay, this is a big story, a continuing story, and Lee's been at the front of this. Let's take a quick break. I want to come back and get that because this is one of the biggest miscarriages of justice about firearms that I've ever heard of, and got my fingers crossed that something good can come from it, but I don't know. I'm Tom Gresham. We'll be right back with more Gun Talk.
Looking for real talk about guns, gear, and the shooting lifestyle? Then tune in to Gun Talk Nation. Each week, your host, me, Ryan Gresham, sits down with industry insiders, trainers, and everyday shooters to bring you the stories, news, insights you won't hear anywhere else. Whether it's the latest innovations, pro tips for the range, or the hot topics everyone's buzzing about, you'll find it here. Subscribe now to Gun Talk Nation, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need a Ruger RXM upgrade? Timney Triggers has you covered with their newest trigger. Introducing the Alpha RXM, Timney's solution for shooters who are looking to get more from their handgun. Through an improved trigger design, the Alpha RXM trigger delivers a crisp, clean 3-pound pull that will aid you in being more accurate with your handgun. Learn more about the trigger by visiting Timney's website, timneytriggers.com.
There's more to this world of guns than you realize. Your entry to our world is a click away at guntalk.com. Stay informed and entertained on the latest firearm-related topics. Whether it's new guns, training tips, gunsmithing, competition shooting, self-defense, or gun rights news, we cover it all. Visit guntalk.com. That's guntalk.com.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
Kim Rohde from California. Welcome back to Gun Talk, the place where we celebrate all things shooting, hunting, and the Second Amendment.
We're talking with Lee Williams. He's known as the Gun Writer. And Lee, you've been the guy who has been covering and pushing and keeping this in front of people, the story about Patrick Tate Adamiak. Is that the correct way to say his last name?
It is, sir. Yes, I have. And I wish Patrick was out of jail more than anything right now. He's just starting his third year of his 20-year prison sentence. Patrick was a parts dealer. He didn't have an FFL. He was selling gun parts online and was sentenced to 20 years for items that you can buy legally right now on a website. They don't even need to see your ID.
That sounds ridiculous on the face of it. How did that happen?
It is. The ATF went to a bad source. The source contacted Patrick, bought a couple items. ATF raided his home, went through all his safes. They couldn't find anything illegal, so they brought in this guy who used to sell guns, and he basically cut up stuff and charged him with PPSH, a body, RPGs have been hanging on the wall, and a toy Sten that he brought in, a real Sten parts kit, and got to fire one round. I mean, they went to work on this guy to save ATF from looking foolish, but my God, he's serving 20 years.
So they weren't investigating. They weren't trying to find out if he had committed a crime. They said, okay,
no.
We're going to put this guy in jail and don't come, you go into that room and don't come out until you have made something illegal out of what he had.
And that was ATF Firearms Enforcement Officer Jeffrey Bodell's job. I mean, he turned RPGs into destructive devices, 100% legal semi-autos into machine guns. Tate had handguns that fire from an open bolt. They're super rare, super expensive. He called them machine guns. They're legal. You can buy them online. They'll ship them. You know,
so
what Bodell basically insisted were illegal are still sold online.
Bring us up to date now.
Well, I talked to his appellate attorney. I'm not a big fan of attorneys, period, but I got to tell you, this Matt LaRozier, he's based in Orlando, is the real deal. He's a fighter. We got a nice picture of him on my website where he's shooting France's first semi-automatic rifle. He's a gun guy. He's based in, like I said, based in Orlando, and we're going to have he won an appeal. One of the charges, they admitted, the appellate court found that the trial court had screwed up on. They charged him twice for the same thing. Like LaRozier said, it'd be like charging someone with murder and manslaughter for a death.
Hmm.
So he gets a hearing on that, and hopefully, he'll be able to bring up some of these other charges that are completely wrong.
Well, the thing I want people to understand is I've been covering the ATF for 50 years, and I have seen this happen. I've heard about this happening. I had a friend who the ATF did a raid on his place. He was a large machine gun dealer, took his guns, kept them for a year, never charged him with a crime, just took his guns, and when he went to them and said, you know, how do I get my guns back? They said, if you make a stink about this, we're going to charge you. He finally filed against them, and the next day they revoked his license and charged him with a crime. They just went and stole like $250,000 or $1 million worth of guns from him. I mean, they had helicopters, they had vans, they had news crews coming in behind them. It was like Waco all over again.
That's how they operate. When they do these warrants, they hit people who would gladly let them into their home and open their safes and show mm-hmm. they have nothing illegal.
Right.
But they hit it with SWAT teams like these guys are such bad hombres. They're not. I mean, look what happened in recently to the gentleman who tried to defend himself because he thought they were bad guys. They shot
Brian
him and killed him in his own home.
Yeah, Brian Malinowski. He was the director of the Little Rock, Arkansas airport, a respected member of the community. He went to his office every day, and instead of going to his office and having a conversation with him, ATF kicks in the door in the middle of like 6 o'clock in the morning. He thinks it's a home invasion. He gets his gun, and they shoot him and kill him.
And, you know, the one thing that we're seeing is that ATF is hitting these good people because they're convinced if you sell guns or gun parts, you must be doing something illegal. So they get these terrible, terrible informants. They pay them thousands of dollars, and they get nothing. But they still go and kick these doors in, and that is the scary part. nothing Tate has or had was illegal. I mean, Tom, they even took his coin collection, which was worth a lot of money.
There's something else here, Lee, and I have decided after watching this for decades, is they really like to do these big publicized raids on people they know are not only not guilty, but people that they know are not going to resist, because it's a lot safer to kick in the door of good guys rather than go after bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if the ATF is looking for something to do, go into the inner city and go after the guys who have these Glock switches on that are right. gunning down innocent people. Okay, yep. That is a vital dish. This, I mean, not even the Navy brought in. The judge brought up the Navy, how they're going to take him and knock him down to E-1. He was an E-6, an active duty E-6.
He was going to go into the SEALs. He was going to become a Navy SEAL.
He had been accepted in the SEAL school, yeah. Well, the Navy thought different. He was allowed to serve out his enlistment behind bars, and he was paid up until the day that the Navy gave him an honorable discharge. That said a lot about the Navy.
All right, question
for you. And when he's out
you.
Now, he even gets free college, Tom.
Jeez. All right, question for you, and then we got to go. You've been covering this, and you also cover stuff that's going on with the Department of Justice and the Trump administration. Is there a possibility of getting the President Trump to come in and say, all right, knock it off, I'm going to pardon this guy, make it go away?
I've heard that same question from more than 100 people. I would say he will do it, but he's got to wait until I think the legal has finished. And right now, Matt LaRosary could get him out.
Wow. Well, look, I appreciate you covering it, keeping us up to date on this. It's one of those stories that's like, I hate that we have to talk about this, but we have
I
to
know,
talk about
I
this.
Know.
We do.
I know. I completely agree.
Yeah, thank you, sir. You can check out his writing at his Substack place. Where else can they see what you're up to?
SAF.org. Go to SAF as in Second Amendment Foundation.org.
There you go. Lee, thank you for covering that. Thank you for keeping us up to date. And I'm sorry you had to sit through an hour and a half of Everytown's so-called gun training, man. God.
It's okay. Thank you. Thank you for sympathy.
All right. You take care. Yeah, you know, okay. We know what Everytown's up to. They're pretty sophisticated. They got some smart people there, and they got a lot of money. They got Michael Bloomberg's – look, the guy is worth – I don't know, somewhere between $50 and $100 billion. And gun control is his thing. And taking guns away from people, that's his thing. And so he created Everytown for Gun Safety, and he created the Trace, this phony news organization that's nothing more than a propaganda piece for gun control. And so when they come up with a firearm training organization, you know that they researched, you know they've looked at it, it's part of an overall plan. And so while it's kind of fun to make fun of it, at the same time, it would be foolish to not take it seriously. Okay, what are they doing? There is a really good, there are actually several, but there's a really good, the biggest gun training organization. You know what it is? The NRA. 125,000 certified firearm instructors. The largest firearm training organization in the country, maybe in the world. Certainly trained more people than probably all of the law enforcement organizations put together. So we do have good training out there, whether it's NRA, USCCA, I mean, pick your group. There are a lot of those. Then, of course, you got private organizations. You got Gunsight and Thunder Ranch and Higher Place, Range Ready Studios. But there are good trainers everywhere. I guess maybe the way for me to put a bow on this little story is that maybe it's time to make a commitment or a recommitment for you personally to go take another class somewhere or take your first class. If you've never taken a class, you're in for a treat. It's really a lot of fun, and you will learn a lot. And you know if you've already done it, how much fun it is and how much you learn. And guess what? You've forgotten half of what you learned in that class. Because we do. It's time to go back. Sign up for a class.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The highs, the lows, the scorecard, the ins and the outs of President Donald Trump's first year back in office. We've got all the analysis and all the action on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy. I-S-S-E.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See for warranty details.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. IC Cars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
Gresham. We hope you enjoy this reloaded version. All right, back with you, 866-TALK-GUN. Clark, I'm going to get to you in just a minute. I'll have to, just got your message. We're going to get that typed in, have them give you a shout, because I'd like to get that range report from you, what just happened. A lot of interesting stuff going on. It's a change of season. Next week we do the fallback thing. We're supposed to get about 4 to 6 inches of snow tonight. It looks clear out here right now, but you never know. As we get a change of season, we have a change of clothing, which means possibly a change in the way you carry a firearm. So you knew I was going to get there eventually. So when you go to heavier clothes, more layers, it can become easier to conceal a gun, but it can also become more complicated depending on what you're wearing. One of the things I guess I would suggest is as you make a change, if you say, okay, I'm going to have a sweater, I'm going to have a vest. And oh, by the way, I really like vests for cover garments. I have a number of fleece vests that work really well. I can carry a full-size pistol in an outside-the-waistband holster on my belt, and a vest will cover it up, and you just never see the pistol. I've got a magazine and a mag pouch on one side and a big pistol on the other side, and nobody ever notices. So, and then you can put a coat over that, whatever. But just a, and if you get somewhere and you got to take your coat off, you still have your vest on, which you can wear like anywhere in a restaurant or some other place. So I'm a big fan of the fleece insulated, whatever, however you want to do it, insulated vest as a cover garment. Doesn't work in a hot summer, but boy, this time of year, it's a really good option. So just, you know, some thoughts for you there. By the way, when we had Al on earlier, he was asking about his grandsons and skeet shooting. He also wanted to know what gauge do I recommend. The thing is, in skeet, you have different gauges that you shoot. There's a 12-gauge category, I guess you'd call it, and you shoot 12, 20, 28, and 410. There's no 16-gauge. So, you know, pick one. You're going to be competing against other people shooting that same gauge. But you can use a 20-gauge, for instance, in a 12-gauge event. It's not a bad idea because you're going to break pretty much the same number of targets with a 20-gauge as you are with a 12-gauge. You're going to have less recoil. But I would also say that for skeet shooting, definitely go with low recoil loads. Go with lighter charge weights, lower, basically lighter, less pellets, I guess this would be the way to put it. And you might say, well, gee, if you have fewer pellets, can you break targets? Yeah, you can, actually. The reduced recoil really helps people break more targets. So there you go. Yeah, I tell you what, if you've got Croc's number, go ahead and give him a holler. Give him a call. We'll get him up here in just a sec. We'll bring him in on the back side of this break. We're doing this live. We're catching the flies as they're coming by, so we'll grab that as well. Let's do this. Let's grab Alan on line 3 and bring him in right now. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, you were talking about the ATF and how they trick these people and take their guns and stuff. This has been going on forever. This whole thing up there at North Idaho, where Randy Weaver, he was baited into sawing off a shotgun. They wanted him to, they paid him money, lived on up there in a cabin, had no money, and they paid him money to cut off the shotgun. And then, of course, he said they sawed it off more, and he couldn't prove different. But as it worked out, they ended up shooting his unarmed wife on the porch, killed her, and they shot the boy because they shot the dog. And then they ended up, the boy shooting at them, and they ended up killing the boy, too.
Yeah, Sammy. They shot Sammy in the back, his teenage boy, killed him. Shot Vicky, his wife, killed her.
She was unarmed, holding the baby.
She was holding the infant. And, yeah, they set up Randy Weaver by getting him, coercing him, to cut a barrel off on a shotgun. Now, here's the thing. We're talking about a pipe. It's a simple pipe. And if it's 18 inches long, it's legal. If it's 17 and 3/4 inches long, it's illegal. And they got him to cut it off, and then they said, okay, now we got you. We want you to inform on this group. And he said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not even a part of that group of white separatists or whatever they were. He said, I don't know those guys. I'm not a part of their group. They said, well, you got to go and get in there. And he said, I'm just not going to do it. They said, well, then we're going to have to arrest you. And so that's how that whole thing started. It was from their coercion to get him to cut a piece of pipe off. When you think about it, it's just immoral and ridiculous on the face of it. But that, look, this goes way back. There are so many stories about this is how ATF has worked. You know, here's the thing. It wasn't Wayne LaPierre that first dubbed the ATF jackbooted thugs. You know who it was? It was John Dingell, a Democrat congressman who originally came up with the term jackbooted thugs for the ATF, going way back. So this has been going on for 40 years, 50 years, whatever it is. So, look, I appreciate the call. I appreciate you bringing that up because that's something that we have to remember. We have to remember to remind people this is the history, the legacy of a rogue agency. Yeah, John Dingell was the one that called him a rogue agency and called him jackbooted thugs. It wasn't the NRA that came up with that. He was a Democrat. 866-TALK-GUN. Be right back.
Ruger RXM. Self-defense focused. When things go sideways, your gear better go forward. The Ruger RXM is built for real-world defense. Simple, intuitive, and ready when you are. With a flat face trigger for consistent control, excellent ergonomics, and reliability you can bet your life on. The RXM makes no excuses. One of Ruger's most versatile and modular designs. The RXM is ready, because when it's go time, you won't have time.
Looking for real talk about guns, gear, and the shooting lifestyle? Then tune in to Gun Talk Nation. Each week, your host, me, Ryan Gresham, sits down with industry insiders, trainers, and everyday shooters to bring you the stories, news, insights you won't hear anywhere else. Whether it's the latest innovations, pro tips for the range, or the hot topics everyone's buzzing about, you'll find it here. Subscribe now to Gun Talk Nation, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy from Guns.com, you're not just purchasing a firearm. You're getting the trust of the most iconic and respected names in the industry. Whether you're looking for the perfect firearm, suppressor, ammo, or any number of accessories, we partner with the best to help you get everything you need from our unparalleled inventory. Our range masters work alongside you, delivering first-class customer service. Guns.com, purveyors of freedom.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
Minutes ago, I'm doing the show. We're talking with Lee Williams. We're talking about this training class from Everytown for Gun Safety. And I get a text from Clark Apotian, who, of course, is a top firearms instructor and Second Amendment activist out in Utah. He says, we need to talk. I said, well, call Clark. Let's find out what's going on. So, Clark, what's going on?
Hey, Tom. We infiltrated the Moms Demand Action meeting last week, last Wednesday here in Salt Lake City. And we intercepted an email. Yeah, we intercepted an email and found out, well, they're going to have it at the local library. I checked the rules and regs at the library. They can't kick us out of even their meeting room that they reserved. So we showed up incognito. You know, I'm not wearing my my colors or anything like that. And I went with Raelle Cunningham. She's the regional director for Women for Gun Rights. And we just sat in the back and listened. They had their executive director for Moms Demand Action. there, and I Googled it while she was there. You know how much she makes? First off, she spoke for about 15 minutes and answered three questions in a litany of basically word salad. If I was, right. If I was one of their supporters that showed up and was hoping for some information to, you know, go to the legislature or my representatives with, I would have felt woefully inadequate with what they told. Just terrible word salad. This woman goes around. She makes $350K a year doing this from mayor, you know.
From Bloomberg.
And remember, this is Bloomberg money, the same person that started Mayors for Illegal Guns, and so many of them were indicted and put in prison for one thing or another. But in fact, Moms Demand Action, the two main people, the main person for the state and the regional director that covers Utah, they're both men. So they and no matter what they say, they can never be moms. But anyway,
how was the turnout?
Well, 23 people, including us. And so we came with three. I came with one of my directors. And so 18 people besides, or no, yeah, 18 or 19 people have been plus us.
Okay.
So, and it lasted about an hour and a half, and they had snacks. But essentially, I had my director who kind of flies under the radar, and he asked a question, we need some stats on, you know, this and that and this. They kept saying every time we wanted data, every time we wanted stats or facts or something to look up, they said, no, we don't do stats. We do storytelling. That was their word. We do storytelling. We influence via storytelling. So anyway, and we know that. Another very interesting thing, they started talking about safe storage. You know, NSSF has been doing safe storage for years and years and years.
Sure.
Their mantra was exactly the same as NSSF's, yet they thought this was a unique and novel approach. Then with suicide, Utah is number 7 or number 8 right now in suicide, so we're high.
Mm-hmm.
They literally said, the regional director literally said, the LDS Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is to blame for the high suicide rate. He literally said that part out loud. We actually have it recorded. So anyway, they blame Missouri's crime rate, and they literally said, you know, thousands of black men are being killed in Missouri, and they said it's because of bad gun laws. And we said, and I actually had to stop my director from raising his hand saying, who's killing them? And why isn't it happening next door?
Yeah.
But they literally blamed the gun laws. And we have much more permissive laws in Utah, and we're third lowest in homicide in the nation.
Question for you. Were the people who were sitting in on this, were they buying it? Were they just soaking all this up and believing it?
Well, it's hard to tell. They didn't, you know, when you do that, you ask a lot of questions. You get a lot of audience involvement. There were probably five questions over this hour and a half, and that is it. I mean, and you know what? We accounted for two of those questions too. So anyway,
was there a call to action? It's like, kind of like, therefore we're all going to go out and do this thing.
No, there was go to the website, sign up. Their mantra was sign up and show up. Oh, the other thing is, they literally said the quiet part out loud. They said our red shirts and sometimes Moms Demand Actions are not being received well, even among, they didn't say Democrats, but even among our people. And so now they've switched to the same exact mantra, but now they're doing this Be Smart, their training program, Be Smart. And they're wearing green shirts, so that when they see the red shirts, they don't get people running from them. But they're going to use. They said out loud that they want to use the Michigan shooting as a way to influence churches to get into churches and that.
Yeah, they take a tragedy and they use that for political gain. I mean, that is how they work. And like you say, and they don't really care about the actual numbers. Is crime going up? Is crime going down? Doesn't matter. Just tell a story that makes people feel bad and then say, and if you don't want to feel bad about that kind of thing, you need to have more gun control laws.
Yep. Yeah, it's, oh, somebody did ask about, they actually brought up the NRA and other pro-gun training organizations. This was, you know, one of their followers, and the regional director said, oh, no, the NRA's idea of safe storage is just hide it under a mattress, and their idea of firearm training is just shoot everybody. He literally, and we have that on recording, too.
Oh, jeez.
He actually said that.
I'm not surprised. Look, they lie for a living. That's what they do. I'm glad you got to get in there. You slipped in and got, I'm sure you recorded the whole thing. Fascinating, but it's also interesting that they had so few people. It's like there's really nobody there. There's no impact. I think they are quickly becoming irrelevant.
Yeah, there you go. And the key thing is irrelevant even among their own people.
Yes.
Their own people are running from them, and and the legislators are. So, yeah.
There you go. Clark Aposhi, thank you for bringing us up to date on that. Well done. You guys are doing great work out there.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye. All righty. You take care. Yeah. Wow. Kind of not surprised that even among the Democrats, they're not paying attention to the rabid anti-gunners, the gun banners. I mean, look, they're gun banners. And they'll say that. They'll actually come out with that. And the fact that they're saying, well, you know, the NRA, they shoot everybody. That's been their whole deal, is the NRA says guns for everybody. No, never said that. Never said shoot everybody. And certainly never said to store your gun under a mattress for safe storage, for heaven's sakes. You know, it's okay, like, okay, if you're in control of your gun, that's one thing. And if you're not there, yeah, you need to have it stored safely. NRA and NSSF have both said that for many years.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's KARLBRAUER Cars on YouTube.
was thinking about that last report we had from Clark Aposia. They infiltrated a meeting of the gun banners, the Moms Demand Action Group. They're the ones who show up at legislatures, and they have their red shirts on, and they sit there and, you know, look, it makes an impact. It's good effect for the cameras. I like the idea of infiltrating these groups, and, you know, and you can join those groups. I have. I've joined every town in Moms Demand and get their newsletters and get the email and find out when they're going to have a meeting. And go to the meeting. Take a couple of your friends. Don't sit together. Maybe spread out. And maybe each of you, you limit yourself to one question each, so it doesn't look like you're ganging up on them. And you're sitting in different places, and you ask a question very innocently. You know, well, what are women supposed to do when they're vulnerable and they're out on the street and there's nobody there to take care of them? What do we recommend? And just throw questions like that out there. Basically just tossing monkey wrenches into the whole thing. Yeah, I get it that you're thinking, well, that's not going to be effective. That's not going to do anything. You know what it would do? It'd be entertaining. And it would eventually, probably quickly, cause them to make a change in what they do. I don't know if this meeting is like a fundraiser. I don't know if they even care about fundraising that much. Honestly, when they've got Bloomberg bucks behind them, maybe they don't need the money. You even wonder, why are you even having a meeting? And maybe it's just because we got to, you know, feed the folks out there, keep them interested so that when we want them to show up at the legislature, they will. But I kind of like the idea. You and two of your buddies, particularly women, if you can, wives, girlfriends, whatever, sisters, bring them with you, infiltrate the meeting, sit at different places. Oh, that would be a good range report for Gun Talk. If you do that, you get some serious attaboys and attagirls on that one. I like this idea. This is getting to be kind of a fun. Would it be too much to say this is enemy action? Of course it is. They want to stomp out our constitutional rights. They want to stomp out the rights that are God-given. Because the Second Amendment is not a right granted to us by the Constitution. It's a right that's guaranteed by the Constitution. The Second Amendment simply tells Congress, you have to keep your hands off of our guns. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't grant us a right. It simply tells the government, we already have this right, and you got to leave it alone. These people want to eliminate this right. They want to eliminate your ability to protect yourself and your family. They openly say it should be illegal for you to protect yourself and your family. And they make pretty good strides in some places to get people prosecuted when they do, in fact, protect themselves. So I have no problem infiltrating their meetings and finding out what they're doing. That's just smart. If you want to talk about that or you want to talk about your guns, give me a holler right now. We'll blow it right into the after show. 866-TALK-GUN. In the meantime, this week, check it out. Go to X.com. That's the Elon Musk thing, formerly Twitter. I am at Gun Talk over there. I'll be posting a number of things with updates to the stories that we're talking about here. So if you want to keep up, you want to know what's going on, follow me over on X and follow us on all the social media platforms. This Gun Talk is everywhere.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the leaders.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. In recorded remarks for the March of Life, President Trump says his administration always working hard against abortion.
6 years ago, I was proud to be the first president in history to attend this march in person. Since then, we have made unprecedented strides to protect innocent life and support the institution of the family.
The president has agreed with the head of NATO on a framework of a future deal on Arctic security, potentially diffusing tension that had far-reaching geopolitical implications. The president has argued that Greenland has strategic military importance for the United States, and it is under flight paths that nuclear-armed missiles from Russia and or China could take on the way to incinerating targets in the United States. Economist Steve Moore explains what he believes President Trump is doing with his comments concerning Greenland.
He is using the threat of tariffs against Europe and Denmark to get some resolution of this Greenland issue.
Moore making his comments to the Salem Radio Network. That major winter storm dumping freezing rain, snow, and sleet across much of the eastern and southern part of the United States. In the southeast, branches and power lines snapped Sunday under the weight of ice, and hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses without electricity, most of them at this hour, still do not have power. In the meantime, heavy snow falling from Ohio Valley to the northeast, the ice, snow, bitter cold likely to continue Monday and Tuesday. Also, thousands of cancellations for airlines. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard warning that his forces are more than ready as U.S. warships move toward the Middle East. Tensions between Iran and the U.S. remain high following a crackdown on protests that began in December. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti calling on the president to do more in Iran.
He needs to take action. You know, he drew a red line there. He has called for new leadership. He has sent this signal of force by sending the aircraft carrier group back into the region. And he's told the Iranian people that help is on the way.
He wants definitive U.S. action.
You know, they've stepped up sanctions. They've stepped up the maximum pressure. But I do think that a strike directed at kind of the pillars of the regime security state, in particular the Basiji militias and the IRGC, which has caused so much havoc in the region.
Continetti made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. More analysis at townhall.com. Our critics of President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill claiming it would drive the federal deficit higher. But New federal budget data from the first 3 months of fiscal year 2026 showing revenue climbing without an increase in the deficit.
It's by $141 billion, or 13% more than at this point last fiscal year. The biggest contributor to the surge was individual and payroll tax receipts. As the Unleash Prosperity newsletter points out, quote, the rationale behind allowing companies to deduct their investments in factories, equipment, machinery, and research and development was to stimulate business investment by reducing the tax penalty.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reports the strategy seems to be working. The latest Atlanta Fed Bank report shows that future tax revenues will be much higher than expected. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And the authors acknowledge, although in the press reports they tended to downplay and ignore this, the authors of the study themselves acknowledged that it wasn't definitive. They said, quote, no causal relations can be drawn from our findings. So the latest study comes to us from the UK Biobank. So fast forward 1 year, and we have a new study on the relationship between omega-3 fatty acid and fish oil use and the risk of atrial fibrillation. See, the heart disease risk was inferred from some studies that suggested that while there may be some heart benefits to taking fish oil, that there were slight increases in the risk for atrial fibrillation. And the magnitude of those increases was around 13%. And that's not very much. Sounds like a lot. Like, you know, you go, you had a bank account and somebody offered you 13% interest, you'd say, great, I'll go for it. But in a study of thousands and thousands of people, a 13% difference is barely statistically significant. And so they went back and they looked in an even larger study at the relationship between omega-3 levels in the blood and reported use of fish oil and the risk for atrial fibrillation. And what they found, and this is based on 466,000 people and whether or not they used fish oil, and they also had blood test results on them because they have a very, very large bank of information in the United Kingdom. It's called the UK Biobank. And they looked at whether these people were more likely to get atrial fibrillation. And here's what they found. Au contraire. Plasma omega-3 levels, in other words, blood levels that reflected intake of omega-3 fatty acids, whether from oily fish or whether from fish oil supplements, were inversely associated with the risk of atrial fibrillation. In other words, the higher the omega-3 levels, the lower the risk of atrial fibrillation. And then they asked the question, do you use fish oil supplements? And fish oil supplements indeed were used by 31% of the people who were studied. More common in older individuals. And after what's called multivariable adjustment, because they have to look at variables like maybe people who have heart disease, who are sicker, are using fish oil supplements. They've been told by a doctor that they need to use them. So they try to adjust it, you know, to make it so that you didn't have a healthy user cohort, because you could have a healthy user cohort of people who are more health conscious, or you could have an unhealthy user cohort of people who were sicker who would use fish oil. So they tried to adjust using what's called multivariable adjustment, height, weight, various other factors. No association was observed between fish oil supplement use and atrial fibrillation risk. So the conclusion was that higher circulating blood levels of omega-3 were linked to reduced atrial fibrillation risk in the UK Biobank. And there was no association between fish oil supplement use and the risk for atrial fibrillation. And this is kind of a cautionary tale because we jumped to conclusions. And I think it was either Mark Twain or Winston Churchill who once famously said, a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. And I wonder how many of you have heard any press reports about the vindication of fish oil in relationship to atrial fibrillation, because we saw a lot of press reports, as I shared with you. Fish oil supplements may raise the risk of stroke, heart issues, study suggests. Regular use of fish oil supplements may increase first-time heart disease and stroke risk. Alarming study, the hidden dangers of fish oil supplements on heart health. All these headlines and many more dissuaded people from using fish oil supplements because they were afraid that they were going to get atrial fibrillation, when indeed a confirmatory study, an even larger study, a better study, now vindicates fish oil supplements and even shows that the higher your level of omega-3, the lower your risk of atrial fibrillation. And so what's going on here? What is going on? Why the disparity? Well, one of the most frequently cited studies in the world, most downloaded, most cited, is a study by Dr. John Ioannidis, who's an eminent researcher at Stanford University. And the headline on that study is, "A study of studies shows that most studies are wrong." There are many reasons for that. There's a lot of bias. Studies can be performed incorrectly. They don't account for variables. And especially in the field of nutritional research, we see a lot of problems with studies because they're often observational. They look at people who sometimes can't recall what they ate the day before. And so the other problem is when the effects are marginal. You know, for example, when it comes to smoking and lung cancer, you might say, "I'm not convinced that smoking causes lung cancer because my Uncle Charlie smoked cigarettes till he was 105 and he was fine. He didn't get lung cancer. And I know a couple of other people who smoked cigarettes late in life and they never developed lung cancer." Well, that might be a study of two or three individuals, but if you do a large enough study, it is conclusively proven that cigarette smoking dramatically increases your risk for lung cancer. But when it comes to things like, does fish oil increase or decrease the risk for atrial fibrillation, this is a marginal effect. I mean, the study that led to these alarming headlines showed that there was a 13% increase in risk. The heightened risk for stroke was barely at the limits of statistical significance. It was around 5% increased risk for stroke. And so that's why you're going to see contradictory studies, like coffee is good for you, coffee is bad for you. Saturated fat is fine. Saturated fat is harmful. You're going to see a lot of controversy around issues where it's not decisively one side or the other. So let's clear that up for a lot of folks who I think were unfairly put off the use of fish oil because of these alarming headlines that misinterpreted the results of a study that wasn't all that great, but the very authors of which said no causal relations can be drawn from our findings. They just said, "Hey, hold your horses here. You know, this is an interesting study, but we await further information." That's what I said a year ago, and file that under "I told you so." I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The highs, the lows, the scorecard, the ins and the outs of President Donald Trump's first year back in office. We've got all the analysis and all the action on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant all year long. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. Don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your one-month subscription.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Part of the MAHA platform and the new dietary guidelines is the suggestion that people avoid ultra-processed foods. And one of the problems with ultra-processed foods is that they're laden with artificial chemicals and preservatives and colorings. And the food industry is kind of pushing back on that, kind of the way that the tobacco industry pushed back on the allegation that smoking caused heart disease and cancer. They're trying to hold the line. But they say that RFK Jr. is a flake, that this is junk science, there's no conclusive evidence that these things are harmful, and they help us preserve the shelf life and taste characteristics of foods, and we really need to continue using these artificial chemicals. So, new study, big study in France, over 100,000 participants, they were followed for an average of 7 years. Risks were assessed for 17 preservatives. Among those additives, sorbates, nitrites, sulfites, and acetates were associated with the highest risk for both cancer and type 2 diabetes. Sorbates, particularly potassium sorbate, that's something that you find in pickles. And, you know, I'm always in quest of the ultimate pickle, but I try to find pickles without preservatives. They're very hard to find, and they have to be in the refrigerator section. Most pickles contain preservatives like potassium sorbate. Linked to a 14% increase in overall cancer risk and a 26% increase in breast cancer risk. Sodium nitrite, bacon, was associated with a 32% increase in prostate cancer risk. The studies linked higher type 2 diabetes risk to exposure to mixtures of food additives in one study, and especially to exposure to certain emulsifiers, which help with texture of food, you know, in salad dressings, for example, to make sure that the oil doesn't mix with the vinegar, etc. Tripotassium phosphate was the problem. Potassium metabisulfate was specifically associated with 11% higher overall cancer incidence, 20% higher breast cancer incidence. The analysis showed that a higher consumption of ultra-processed foods was associated with a 20% higher risk for type 2 diabetes. Well, it's partly from the additives. It's partly from the fact that these foods are ultra-palatable and are highly refined, bereft of fiber. You can eat them really fast. You tend to overeat them. They're addictive. And so, yeah, 20% higher risk for type 2 diabetes. I think it might be at least that. So, aspartame 2 in the past classified as possibly carcinogenic by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, but continues to be widely used as a sweetener. It's ubiquitous. Nitrites are also commonly used despite accumulating data, particularly regarding colorectal cancer risk. So there you have it. The preservatives in ultra-processed foods are doing us in. 877-726-8255, our number. In a moment, we'll take some of your calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
On YouTube, Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and that's a way to get through to me, and you can go directly into the doctor's office, pose your question or share a comment, and let's hear one of those.
What's your take on the new dietary guidelines? Some think it goes too far. Others criticize it for not going far enough.
Okay, so that's a great question, and we've been talking a lot about the new dietary guidelines lately. because they're kind of revolutionary. And I think that the graphic representation of that is the flipped food pyramid. And I think that RFK Jr. and the MAHA folks are kind of trolling us a little bit by flipping the dietary pyramid. They're taking a dietary pyramid that once had its base, 8 to 11 servings of, quote, whole grains, which meant, you know, whole grain bagels and whole grain Cheerios. And they flipped it so that the carbohydrates are at the bottom. I mean, the bottom used to be the base of the pyramid, but the bottom is now the apex where you're supposed to have less in the way of carbs, and you're supposed to emphasize plentiful protein, including protein from animal sources. And so this is really ticking off a lot of orthodox nutritionists who believe in the lipid hypothesis, which is that saturated fat and cholesterol are the culprits when it comes to cardiovascular disease, and that too much meat causes cancer. And there's so many studies these days that push back on these notions that I think we need to reconsider. But I have to say, we have to get kind of cautious about that, because as I once said about the Atkins diet is like the ultimate shave that you might get from an ultra-sharp samurai sword. You can get that will give you the best shave in the world. But if you're not careful, you can slit your throat. And by that, I mean that if we tell people to eat plentiful meat and plentiful saturated fats, including full fat dairy, just as with the Atkins diet, if you have tons of that, but you have a lot of carbs along with it, you know, you order, you know, steak and, you know, broccoli with butter on it, then you have a dessert, that's not going to be helpful because it's just a lot of calories. It's just simply too calorically rich. There is something about when you mix a lot of saturated fat with a lot of carbohydrates, double trouble. It actually increases cardiovascular risk. Saturated fats per se, and this remains controversial, and I got to say, I look at both sides of the controversy. There's some people who say that there's an absolute risk, especially for certain people, from excess saturated fat and cholesterol. And that may be, we're genetically different, and some people may be bulletproof with regard to enormous amounts of animal protein and saturated fat. Other people may be more susceptible to it. So now there's kind of a hedge in the dietary guidelines, because on the one hand they say, you know, have plenty of meat, don't take the skin off your chicken, have full fat dairy. But at the same time, they say you should restrict your saturated fat to 10% of total calories, which is ticking off some people who say these dietary guidelines don't go far enough, because what about the benefits of ultra low carb diets? And indeed, there is a lot of evidence that low-carb diets are helpful, that we're probably not getting enough protein, and by increasing our animal protein intake, we help ourselves with satiety. When we eat more protein and fat, we crave carbohydrates and sugar less. And so I do think that the dietary guidelines are a wonderful step in the right direction. The essential message is eat real food, don't eat processed food. If you look at the graphic, and the graphic really kind of simplifies things, you don't see a single packaged good there. You don't see a single product that is considered ultra-processed on that list of recommended foods. And I think that that's important. It's also going to change the way that we deliver food to our military, to our schools as part of school programs, to the VA hospitals, and all the institutions under government control are going to be guided by these recommendations. So on the one hand, does it go too far? Some people are saying, no, saturated fat, cholesterol, too much meat, bad for the planet. you know, they're invoking a planetary argument, which is, yeah, it's a different story, because do we want to focus on nutritional science, or do we want to also kind of bring in the fact that maybe sustainability is an issue? I think that that is wrong, because I think we should purely look at the consequences for human health and not say, hey, you know, we may be wrong about Impossible Burger, but it's better for the planet because, you know, we need less cows releasing methane into the atmosphere because that's going to accelerate climate change. So, yeah, it's, I think, a great start, and it's revolutionary. And, I have to say that 30 or more years ago, I pioneered something called the salad and salmon diet. Diet that I recommended to my patients, that I talked about on my radio program, and described in my books. And the current recommendations are very much in line with what I presently was talking about 30 years ago, a diet relatively low in carbohydrates. Yeah, you can have some whole grains, but make them real whole grains instead of having a whole wheat bagel, have bulgur wheat, or instead of having an oatmeal muffin full of raisins and full of honey and maple syrup. Have some Scottish oatmeal. That would be the whole grain contribution, but limit your intake of whole grains and emphasize protein, beneficial fats from olive oil, for example, avocados, but also don't be fat phobic, because skim milk confers little of any advantage, especially when we serve it to kids in school cafeterias. Not going to be helpful for their growth and development. So there you have it. 877-726. Great question. Thanks for calling in with that question. 877-726-8255 is how you get on the air with your query. Folks, if you followed my work and you heard me talking about fish oil earlier, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen, and that I've recommended it for my patients and followers for decades. So if you're already taking omega-3s, here's something you need to know. I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, one of the luminaries in the world of complementary health, takes omega-3s to a new level. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska. Unlike most other brands, Omega-3 Rejuvenate does it differently. The product comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. You can see the difference. You look at the capsules, and they're really a nice deep dark amber color, which contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, and DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. No fillers, no shortcuts, just pure potent wellness. Visit Big Bold Health. .com/Hoffman and experience the difference at bigboldhealth.com and use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off. All right. This item, I promised to tell you about this one. Once I took a trip to Costa Rica, and it was a bike trip. It was a wonderful trip. But in the middle of the trip, you know, you cycled in one part of Costa Rica, and then we went from the east coast to the west coast, and we took a puddle jumper flight, you know, a single prop plane that accommodated, I don't know, you know, 8 or 10 of us. And what was a little disconcerting is that before the flight, we had to stand on a scale. And our luggage, they actually sent our luggage via a van for the long distance. It would have taken like, you know, 8 or 10 hours by van. But we were allowed to take some small possessions with us and stand on a scale to find out how much we weighed, because there was a weight requirement on the plane. Well, here's an item about how weight loss drugs could save airlines money on fuel as Americans slim down. This is actually a factor that they calculate in. What they calculate, using the example of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, the aircraft weighs 99,000 pounds empty. It can carry 46,000 pounds of fuel. If it seats 178 passengers with an average weight of 180 pounds, plus about 4,000 pounds of other cargo, its total takeoff weight reaches 181,200 pounds. But, and you could do the math here, if passengers slim down by 10% to weigh an average of 162 pounds, you know, men will be a little heavier, women should be a little lighter, that aircraft's total weight drops to 177,996 pounds, which is, I don't know, what is about, like, it's about a 4,000 pound loss in weight. And again, doing the math, that translates to $580 million in fuel savings annually for the top four carriers in the United States, who are expected to spend $38.6 billion on jet fuel this year. So a beneficial effect on the economy as we save airline fuel while Americans slim down with weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. It would translate to total airline passenger weight declining by 2%, which would yield a 1.5% in fuel savings. And for stockholders in these airlines, a 4% boost to earnings per share. That's pretty good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all-natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com for NT-Factor lipids powder.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Big media lies. The Washington swamp. And they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to intelligent medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Excellent calls today. Let's hear one of those.
An MRI shows I have a complex tear of my hip labrum. Is there any alternative to surgery?
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about labrums. And labrums are the lining that smooth coats your ball and socket joints, of which there are four, your shoulders and your hips. So you have a shoulder labrum, which is common athletic injury. Torn labrum in the shoulder, pretty common. Torn labrum in the hip, pretty common. And what it does is it provides kind of a smooth surface that the ball and socket can rotate against. And when the labrum is torn, you can experience some kind of a riching feeling, or pain, associated with
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
See the soft tissue. And so I did a little search on how common is a complex tear of a hip labrum in over 60s. And the results of that search show that about 60% of people over the age of 60 have discernible tears in their hip labrum. And the reason for that is that as you age, you know, there's simply wear and tear. I mean, if it was like some ball and socket joint in your car suspension, you know, it might last 8 or 10 or 12 years, depending on how you drive your car. But suspension wears out. And so, too, in the human body, And as one ages, there are other factors like breakdown of collagen or the desiccation of joints that result in tears. So you might say, well, a tear, that's bad. You got to fix it. But indeed, it's been shown that especially tears of the hip labrum are very amenable to physical therapy. And the reason for that is that you could still have the tear, but by building up the supportive musculature in what is called your hip girdle. And there's a whole bunch of muscles that actually support your hip. There's your glutes, and there's the psoas muscle. And, you know, I'm sure that orthopedists, physical therapists, sports medicine people can tell me a whole lot more about the complex set of muscles that help to keep your hip in place. By strengthening those muscles, you can actually reduce the discomfort and dysfunction associated with a torn hip labrum. It is only when you have a displaced tear or an impingement, a piece of the hip labrum that kind of gets in between your leg bone and your pelvic bone that kind of rutches and grinds with movement, that you have to go in there and have a surgery. Now, this is not a hip replacement surgery. This is an open repair of the hip. They kind of open up and separate, you know, sounds icky. They separate the ball from the socket, and they go in there and they snip, snip, snip a piece of that labrum out to smooth it out so that when you put yourself back together, there's less grinding. This is actually a surgery that helped A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, returned for a while to baseball. He had a limiting injury with a hip labrum tear. Many athletes have this kind of injury. And but for an older person, it makes less sense to have that done because the results are kind of equivocal. Now, it could get to the point where you have to have a hip replacement, but that's not about the labrum. That's about arthritis and deformity of the ball or the socket, where there's kind of irregular surfaces there where the bone is grinding against the bone. In the knee, by contrast, there is similar tissue. It's called a meniscus, but the knee is not a ball and socket joint. It's a little bit like a ball and socket joint, but it's not quite a ball and socket joint. You have a meniscus, which is kind of a rubbery thing. The question is, you know, whether vitamins and supplements will fix that. The problem is that tissue like the labrum or the meniscus is mostly avascular, which means that there's not a rich blood supply, and therefore you're not going to get so much of the benefits of taking a lot of collagen or glucosamine chondroitin if you have a tear. You may get some preservation of cartilage, preventing it from deteriorating. But once you have a tear, the repair is less likely to occur via nutritional supplementation. In the future, they may have, stem cells, growth factors that they can introduce into the hip or the knee that'll help regenerate the tissue. That's something that's on the drawing board, and there are some promising examples of that. It's not quite ready for prime time in humans. But physical therapy, physical therapy, physical therapy. Try that before you consider a surgical fix. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining Fullscript. Fullscript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Your TV, your smartphone, your tablet, and your desktop. Add in appliances, security cameras, switches, bulbs, and more, and you've got a lot of demand on your home Wi-Fi. David Lux is from TP-Link, the experts in home networking.
I always like to say that Wi-Fi is that unseen essential in our homes. It's not uncommon to have dozens of devices vying for bandwidth, including smart TVs, security cameras, thermostats, appliances, even electric vehicles. This surge is coinciding with dramatic increases in internet speeds. Additionally, today's smart home is complex. More devices. So it is an exciting time in the smart home space, and I think good Wi-Fi is, of course, the foundation of that evolution.
Find your best Wi-Fi solution at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. It is already being considered one of the biggest and worst storms in modern history, and it's far from over.
It is a unique storm in the sense that it is so widespread. It was affecting areas all the way from like New Mexico, Texas, and it all the way into New England. So we're talking like a 2,000-mile spread with heavy snow, heavy ice, and then also some somewhat significant sleet.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli. More than 60 CEOs of Minnesota-based companies signing an open letter posted on the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce website for state, local, and federal officials to work together as businesses grapple with how to address the tension in the state and across the country following the recent violence. Two prominent women launching political campaigns in Minnesota. That story from correspondent Greg Plugston.
Former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya kicked off her campaign for the U.S. Senate last week. She's seeking the GOP nomination for the Minnesota seat being vacated by retiring Democratic Senator Tina Smith. Tafoya has long been active in the state's Republican politics. Meanwhile, Democratic U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has filed paperwork to run for governor of Minnesota, positioning herself to succeed Governor Tim Walz, who announced earlier this month that he will not seek a third term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new Gallup poll finds American workers have adopted artificial intelligence in their work lives at a, quote, remarkable pace over the past few years. NBA postponing games in Memphis and in Milwaukee because of that massive winter storm. More on these at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
In this year's midterm elections, Republicans hoping to hold their majority in the House, and GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan says the economy will play a huge role.
I think Americans vote with their pocketbooks, and with the work that we've done in the working families tax cuts, I think people are going to see real relief. They're already seeing some real relief, but we are going to continue to dig out of this disastrous mess. that Joe Biden and the Democrats left us?
McClain is optimistic about the Republican Party maintaining control of the House following the midterm.
We are on the side of law and order. We are on the side of lower taxes for every American. We are on the side of common sense, for goodness sakes. That's what really is going to prevail.
McClain, who is the chair of the House Republican Conference, was interviewed this past week on the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, TikTok has finalized a deal to create a new American entity, avoiding the looming threat of a ban in the U.S., where more than 200 million Americans are users.
The social video platform has signed agreements with major investors Oracle, Silver Lake, and the Emirati investment firm MGX to form the new TikTok U.S. joint venture, which TikTok says will operate under defined safeguards that protect national security. U.S. TikTok users can continue using the same app. President Joe Biden signed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if it didn't find a new owner in the place of China's ByteDance by a January 2025 deadline. TikTok went dark for several hours, but President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep it running while his administration worked out an agreement for the sale of the company. I'm Donna Water.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
.com.
And now, when radio was... brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a pre-Dragnet Jack Webb in a CBS thriller series. Then it's the finale of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. Yes, indeed, before he was Sergeant Joe Friday on radio and later television, Jack Webb did tons of radio. In this example, he'll be joined by Ed Begley Sr. It's from December 5th, 1948.
Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, hidden in hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now the Whistler's strange story, Hired Alibi.
The dry desert heat that enveloped the highway seemed to add to the pressure and anguish tormenting the lone man in the swiftly moving automobile. Paul Burns' hurried trip to Los Angeles had proved useless. There wasn't a chance of escape for him now. And he was forced to drive back and face his wife, Edith, tell her that he had failed. If only there was a way out, someone he could turn to talk it all over and perhaps somehow find a way.
Hey, I'm on the left.
Thanks, friend. Almost didn't see you. Out here?
I got things on my mind.
That's probable.
When you're driving with the sun in your face, it's sometimes hard to see anything but the white ribbon in the road.
How far are you going?
Flagstaff. Then 50 miles north
I'll get out at Flagstaff.
All right. A little warm for this time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, the weather's warm. As for what happened in the election, I'll agree with you. That's how I pay for my ride, isn't it?
I talking? No. It isn't necessary. I just
go on. Pick a subject. Only keep it down to my level.
Well, since you seem to limit yourself, perhaps you should decide.
Okay. Women? Sports? Towns? Automobiles?
All right. Automobiles will do.
Yes, Paul. It's good to have someone to talk to. Only your interest is not in the relative performance of various automobiles, but in this young man himself. He's rough and hard, but oddly handsome. And as you drive along, you begin to speculate about him. Wonder vaguely if you haven't seen him somewhere before. And suddenly it comes to you, Paul, and you tense with excitement. If it's true, it can change a lot of things, can't it? Yes, but you've got to be sure.
Something wrong?
No, I just noticed I'm out of cigarettes. I thought I'd pull in at that cafe up ahead.
Oh, sure.
Would you mind running in for me?
Hey, look, you sure you're not just tired of my company, maybe?
Of course not. Here, get a pack for yourself.
Thanks, I'll do that.
You wait nervously, Paul, until he disappears into the little roadside cafe. Then immediately you turn around and pick up the newspaper on the back seat. His picture stares up at you from a newspaper dated early in the week.
Norbella. He's Joe Norbella.
Yes, Paul. Your hitchhiking friend is Joe Norbella, a fugitive wanted by the Los Angeles police for killing a theater manager during a holdup. You hide the paper in the back and force yourself to relax as Joe comes back and climbs into the car.
There you are.
Oh, thanks.
Here's the change. Light?
Sure. Thanks.
Okay.
What do you do for a living, son?
Odd jobs. I like to keep on the move.
You said you were going east. Any particular spot?
No particular spot.
I bet you wouldn't like where I live.
Okay, I'll play. Why?
I'm Paul Burns, general manager of the Silver Canyon Mine.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
No. Just my way of explaining why we're tucked away up in the hills. You wouldn't like that, would you?
Wouldn't I?
You're a young man. You'd probably find it very dull.
Probably.
Well, the population of the town nearby is about 600. Yeah, called Silver, but we refer to it as Hermit's Heaven.
That's nice.
Now, we're so far off the main highway, we have hardly any contact with the outside world.
I've heard of worse places.
You, wouldn't be interested in going to work for me. Pay's very good.
Yeah?
And I'll even throw in living quarters.
You would, huh?
Yeah. You'd be sort of an all-round handyman. It's difficult getting young fellas to work in an out-of-the-way place like a silver mine.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I don't blame them. Working up there is next to disappearing. But it's 75 a week to start with.
75, huh?
What do you say? What is your name, by the way?
Joe. Joe Webster.
Well, Joe, how about it?
All right. You got a deal, Mr. Burns. When do I start?
As soon as we get there. And, Joe.
Yeah?
I think this is going to work out fine for both of us. Just fine.
You're listening to The Whistler on WIN Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Get ready. The Grange Co-op Bucket Sale is back. January 24th and 25th. Pick up a Grange Co-op bucket and enjoy 20% off anything you can fit inside. If it doesn't fit, you still get 10% off. Tools, pet supplies, garden gear, feed. If it fits, it saves. Buckets must be purchased, but the savings you can stack inside are all yours. So pack it, stack it, and save big at the Grange Co-op Bucket Sale. Happening this weekend at Grange Co-op, 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Your bucket of savings is waiting.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
It was a strange meeting, wasn't it, Paul? Two men brought together on a lonely Arizona highway. You and Joe Norbella. Joe, a fugitive who tells you that his name is Joe Webster, and that he'll be happy to take a job at the mine you operate. It all fits together, doesn't it, Paul? Making a pattern of escape for you. A simple but clever one. And all you have to do is be careful. Not let Joe become suspicious. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning when you turn off the highway. Wave to the guard as you drive through the gates of the mine property and up to the house. Joe seems more relaxed now, doesn't he? But you know that you must be patient, go easy. And you try to be casual as you lead him into the house and back through the hall to the guest room.
I hope you'll find this comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, looks fine.
We'll talk about your job in the morning. It's late and I don't want to wake the family.
Sure.
Well, good night, Joe. Just make yourself at home. Edith, wake up.
What? Oh, you're back, Paul.
Yes.
Did you get the money?
No, John didn't have it.
Fine, brother.
He didn't have it, that's all. Don't worry.
Don't worry. How can I help it? Went through the books again tonight. There isn't any way to cover the shortage. You've used $14,000 of the company's money.
Maybe so, Edith, but we're not beaten yet. Is Ruthie home?
Yes, she's asleep. Nothing on her mind.
And she's not going to have either. I won't have her involved in this. Let me handle it my way.
Like the way you handled the $14,000 making those surefire investments?
Well, you thought it was a great idea while I was doing it. Go wake Ruth and tell her to come in. There's something I want to discuss with both of you. Something important.
All right, Paul. I hope you know what you're doing. Oh, Dad, what's on your mind?
I'm sorry to wake you, Ruth.
It's all right. Something happened?
No, honey. Did you have a nice time while I was gone?
Nothing unusual. Went bowling with Eddie, saw a couple of movies. Same old thing, you know.
Paul, what did you want to tell us?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I wanted you to know tonight so there wouldn't be a lot of questions in front of Joe when you meet him in the morning.
Joe? Who's Joe?
Joe Webster. A very nice young man, Edith. He's going to work for me in the office.
Oh, I see.
He's going to live with us here in the house. In fact, he's up in the guest room right now.
But Paul, here in the house, why would you have
it's
a...
It's very simple, Edith. I need help in the office. You know how difficult it is to get a good man to come all the way out here.
Yes, but don't you think...
All I ask of you is to make him feel at home. Be nice to him. And don't ask too many questions.
Questions? What do you mean?
Well, it's just that... Well, there's been a little... unhappiness in Joe's life. I'm sure he'd rather forget about it.
Oh, okay, Dad. Whatever you say, if he's that important to you.
He is, Ruth. Very important.
For the first time in months, you sleep peacefully that night, knowing that everything is going to turn out all right after all. And the next morning at breakfast, you're completely satisfied with the warm, friendly welcome Edith and Ruth give Joe. That's important, isn't it, Paul? Yes. Joe Webster must be happy here. He mustn't become restless and want to leave. Not until you're ready to put your plan into operation. And then after breakfast, you lead Joe down the path to the office.
You think you're going to like it here, Joe?
Yeah, I like it. So far, no complaints. Maybe I'm wrong, but I sort of got the idea I'm supposed to go on living with you at the house. Is that right?
Of course. I want you to feel right at home, Joe.
Oh, it won't be hard. You got a nice family. There's only one thing bothers me.
Well, what's that?
You.
What?
Now, look, you don't know me. You pick me up off the highway, you give me a job. Next thing, I move right in like I'm one of the family. Why?
Well, I've...
Now, don't tell me that you've always wanted a son. I couldn't take that.
No, I'm not going to tell you. It's just that it's hard to get a young man to stay in an out-of-the-way place like this.
Yeah, but why put me up in your own home?
Just one more inducement. It's hard to find good boarding places around here. Besides, it's convenient for me. I won't have to go looking for you if I want you after hours. Now, here we are. What have you got to lose by staying here, Joe?
Nothing, I guess. Nothing at all. Mm.
Ah, that desk over there will be yours, Joe.
You want me to sit behind a desk?
What's wrong with that?
Look, put me on an engine. Give me a pick and shovel.
Oh, but, Joe, I need you here in the office. Work isn't hard. Typing records, time cards, payrolls.
I'm a little better with a bulldozer than a Remington.
You'll learn. Anybody can do this work. It won't be too difficult, believe me.
I still don't get...
Don't back down on me now. I need you here in the office. To be perfectly frank... I've been counting on it.
You have? Well, that's the way you want it, okay, but you may be sorry.
I don't think so, Joe. I don't think so at all.
And so another step in your plan has been successfully completed, hasn't it, Paul? Joe Webster has been installed in the company office. And now it's only a matter of time, a matter of waiting, a month or so, until you're ready to make the final move. But as the days go by, you notice with dismay that Joe is becoming restless, impatient with his new job. And you wonder, perhaps, if you're not going to be forced to bring things to a head quicker than you'd anticipated. You go out of your way to make everything pleasant as possible for him, urging Ruth and Edith on, insisting that they keep him entertained. And then one afternoon at the end of the second week, as you return from an inspection tour of the mine, you step into the office.
Joe! Joe!
Panic suddenly sweeps over you. As you hurry across the office to the storeroom, you're certain now that the one thing you feared most has happened.
Joe! Joe!
Gate. Frank Nelson speaking.
Johnny, have you seen Joe Webster?
Webster? Yeah, Mr. Burns. He came through here a couple hours ago. One of the boys gave him a ride into town.
Into town? What for, do you know?
Well, beats me, Mr. Burns. Oh, he did ask me about the bus schedules. The Flagstaff. Maybe...
The bus? I see. All right, thanks.
Slowly you cross the room and slump down into your chair behind the desk. He's gone. Joe Webster is gone and he won't be back. You're certain of that, aren't you, Paul? He's walked out on you. And your plan has collapsed. You stare at the date on your calendar, a date circled in red, little less than a month away. Only a miracle can save you now. You lean back in your chair and stare out the window. Watch the distant hills turn from gold to purple, and then fade from sight as darkness sweeps in over the desert. Then, wearily, you walk back up the path to the house.
I was just going to call you. Dinner will be ready in a... Oh, where's Joe?
He's gone, Ruthie.
Gone?
This afternoon.
Oh, but why did he say...
He left without a word.
Oh, I see. Well, that's that. Dinner will be ready in a few minutes.
All right, Ruthie. All right.
Paul.
Hmm?
Why don't you eat your dinner?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, nonsense. Now, you eat your dinner. Joe walked out on you. He walked out, that's all. Brooding about it won't bring him back.
It's not that. I'm just not hungry.
Dad?
Yes?
Did Joe mean so much to you that leaving upset you so that you can't even eat?
Oh, no, of course not. I'm just tired, that's all.
Really? Dad, I...
Oh, what was that?
The front door. Somebody just...
Joe!
Sorry to be late.
Joe, I thought you'd left us.
Well, things were kind of quiet around the office this afternoon. I didn't think you'd mind if I went into town. Had to buy a couple of things.
Oh? Oh, of course.
Yeah, I figured as long as I was going to be a white-collar worker, I ought to look the part.
Joe, you haven't had your dinner?
No, I haven't. I expected to get back earlier, but I had a little trouble picking up a ride.
Well, sit down, Joe. I'll get you a plate.
So you thought I'd walked out, huh?
Yes. The guard at the main gate told me you'd asked about the bus schedules, and I thought you'd walked out on me.
You want to know something?
Huh?
I was walking out on you, but I changed my mind before I got to the bus depot. I figured it'd be a lot smarter move for me if I stayed.
Good. I'm glad you changed your mind. You have no idea how glad I really am, Joe.
You're certain you know why Joe Webster changed his mind, aren't you, Paul? Because he realized he'd be better off here, hiding out at the Silver Canyon Mine, rather than risk capture on the open highway traveling from town to town. Yes, you're greatly relieved now that he's back. But you're not going to take any more chances. You're going to move swiftly before Joe has the opportunity to change his mind again. That night after dinner, as the four of you are drinking your coffee, you decide to waste no time in setting up your next move. But that means working with Edith alone, and somehow you've got to get rid of Joe and your daughter Ruth for a few hours.
Look, why don't you youngsters drive into town? See a show or something, huh?
I'd love to, but, well, maybe Joe doesn't feel like it.
Oh, sounds okay to me. I could stand a movie.
Oh, swell.
You might show Joe around town, Ruthie. It's not much of a place, Joe, but, well...
It's not the place. It's who you're with. Ready, Ruth?
I'll get my coat. Why don't you bring the car around?
Be careful driving, Joe. Ruth is my pride and joy. She's all we have.
Okay.
Have a nice time.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
What are you up to, Paul?
As soon as they've gone, I'll run down to the office and get the books, Edith. We've a lot of work to do.
Wish I knew what you had on your mind.
You will, my dear.
But the auditors will be here in a month. Less than that.
I've tried not to worry.
Listen to me, Edith. It's all going to work out. We'll be in the clear. All we have to do is fix the books.
But how?
We'll arrange the books so that the money that's missing will be listed as cash on hand.
Oh, what good will that do? When the auditors go to the safe, they won't find the money. Then what?
Don't worry. I'll be able to account for it. Every penny of it.
Two days later, you decide the moment has arrived at last. You can't delay another minute. Yes, everything is quite in order now, isn't it, Paul? Throughout the day, you fight to remain calm, unconcerned. And that evening, as you retire to your room upstairs, you don't sleep. You listen to the clock tick away the minutes. Your eyes are wide open. The hours drag on. And then shortly before 2 a.m, you slip out of bed and dress quickly. Moments later, you hurry to Joe's room.
Joe! Huh?
What do you want?
Joe, keep your voice down. Listen to me.
What's the matter?
Shh. The sheriff was here looking for you.
The sheriff? What did he say?
Nothing much, except that your name wasn't really Joe Webster.
Yeah, well, look, I'm...
No, I don't want to know any more about it. I don't care what you've done, Joe. Right now, you've got to get out of here.
Yeah, sure.
I told the sheriff you were probably hanging around town. Now, you have to hurry, because he'd probably be coming back.
I don't figure you at all.
Don't try to. Here, the key to my car. You can park it at the water stop north of town. There'll be plenty of freight trains.
Thanks.
And take this, Joe. $200. You'll need every cent of it.
I don't know why you're doing this, but thanks anyway.
Just call it a bonus, Joe. I'll go back to the office now in case the sheriff comes back.
No, wait a minute. How am I going to get past that guard at the gate in your car? He might have been tipped off.
Don't worry, son. I'll take care of it. You'll get through. Now hurry.
You leave him to finish dressing, slip out of the house and hurry to the office. He fell for your act without any hesitation, didn't he, Paul? Exactly as you'd planned. And once he's out of the gate and on his way, your worries will be over. As you wait in the darkened office, you begin to wonder why Joe is taking so long. And then finally, you hear the car start up behind the house. A minute or so later, it races past the office. You wait another half minute and then pick up the phone and call the guard at the gate.
Main gate, Carter speaking. Hello? Main gate. Hello?
Quickly, you move across the office to the window. Hold your breath as you peer out into the darkness. Then you see them, the headlights on the highway. Your timing was perfect, wasn't it, Paul? Drawing the guard away from the gate to answer the phone made it possible for Joe to speed through without being stopped or questioned. Now there's only one thing left to do. You step to the telephone.
Sheriff, this is Paul Burns at the Silver Canyon Mine.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Mr. Burns?
There's been a robbery here. The safe's been cleaned out. Over $14,000.
What?
My car is gone, too. I guess that's what woke me up. I heard it start up.
Well, any idea who?
Yes. I'm afraid it's a young man I had working here in the office. Joe Webster. He's gone.
All right, Mr. Burns. Let me have the license number of your car. And don't worry. He won't get far.
Yes, Paul. You're quite pleased with yourself, aren't you? As you sit in the mine office waiting for the news of Joe Webster's capture. News that will spell out your final victory. Then you can wake Edith. Tell her the shortage in the books has been covered. And you're certain she won't blame you. For Joe Webster, alias Joe Norbella, is wanted for murder anyway. And one more crime won't make much difference. It's true they'll never find the missing money. But as far as the company is concerned, it'll be accounted for. Then shortly before dawn, a car grinds to a stop in front of the office. And a moment later, the sheriff enters.
Morning, Mr. Burns.
Morning. Did you get him, Sheriff?
Yep. Picked him up about an hour after you called.
You have no idea what a shock this is to me. I never dreamed he'd do such a thing.
Well, this may be another shock.
Huh?
He only had a couple of $100 on him.
A couple of $100, but... there's more than 14,000.
Maybe he hid the rest somewhere. Don't worry, if he did, we'll find it.
I hope so.
Might interest you to know Joe Webster's wanted by the L.A. police on a murder charge.
Murder?
Mm-hmm. His real name's Norbella. Pretty smart operator, so they tell me. Yeah. He was a fool to try this, even with an accomplice.
Accomplice?
Yeah, we had to book both of them.
But Joe didn't have any...
Norbella claims he was framed. Says you gave him the $200.
He's lying.
Well, that's what I figured. Too bad, too, because if Norbella was framed, we might save his accomplice.
Why? If they were together, they were guilty.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Too bad, though.
What do you mean?
Well, this is going to shock you, Mr. Burns. The accomplice I spoke of is your own daughter, Ruth. Says they were running away to be married.
Ruth? Married?
That's right. I know she's everything in the world to you,
Oh, but... no, Sheriff. Not Ruthie. She's innocent. I framed Joe Norbella. I gave him the $200. Sit down. I'll tell you the whole story.
Featured in tonight's story were Jack Webb and Ed Begley. The Whistler was produced by George W. Allen and directed by Sterling Tracy, with story by Bernard Girard and music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Remember, at the same time next Sunday, another strange tale by The Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Hired Alibi, an episode of The Whistler from December 5th, 1948. At the time, Jack Webb was also starring on radio as Jeff Regan, investigator. Then he was heard in a Hollywood-based revival of Pat Novak for Hire. And the following June, he launched his famous police drama, Dragnet. I'm Greg Bella. Coming up next on Win Radio Was, we present the final installment of the Bob Bailey-led five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter, right after this break.
Head to Radiospirits.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospirits.com now.
This is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay.
Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime wistful vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to Radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at Radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're a golfer and you want to hit the range but don't have the time, well, now you can golf at home with a PGA Tour Superstore Golf Simulator. We spoke to Ben Helmrath, and here's what's included.
The mat that you hit off of, number one. The screen that you hit into, the enclosure that the screen attaches to basically be the structure that holds the screen, the side netting, and then the projector as well.
And how many courses?
You have anywhere from 100 to 300 courses are usually preloaded. We're now getting devices like the Garmin R50, which actually has over 40,000 courses. So any course that you can pull up on your wearable devices or on your apps on your phone, they're now integrating into being able to play those courses in the simulator environment.
More is at pgatoursuperstore.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now yours truly, Johnny Dollar, as we wrap up another five-part storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. It originally played on CBS Radio in July of 1956, and this indeed is the finale.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Good morning, Mr. Dollar. I do hope I didn't wake you up.
I was already up, Mrs. Freeney.
Mrs. Freeney? Well, how did you know?
I recognized your voice. What can I do for you?
Well, I know you'll think me terribly forward, but I have to see you, Mr. Dollar, right away.
All right, I'm in room 22. Come on up.
Oh, good heavens, I couldn't possibly do that. After all, you're a man, and I'm...
And you're a woman. Mrs. Preeny, I'm sure you haven't come into town this morning to play footsie. So let's both relax and forget about the fact that...
This is a small town, Mr. Dollar, and you know how people talk here.
Yeah, I know. And what are they talking about this morning?
Well, the murder, I suppose. And, Mr. Dollar, I've got to see you right away. I've done a horrible thing, and I'm ready to confess.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Shady Lane, Vermont. To the home office, Star Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Shady Lane matter. Expense account continued. Item 10, 55 cents, a cup of coffee for myself and a pot of tea for Mrs. Sarah Preeny. She considered the hotel lunchroom an innocent enough place, and I met her there 5 minutes after she phoned my room. It was Mrs. Preeny who'd brought me into the case by writing the anonymous letter to the insurance company. Ellen Bates, a farm wife with no known enemies, had been shot to death. Mrs. Preeny, her best friend, had implied in the letter that Ellen's own husband, Ben, was guilty. And I was inclined to agree with her. Ben was the beneficiary of Ellen's $10,000 life insurance policy. There seemed to be no other motive, unless Mrs. Preeny was about to confess one.
She didn't do it, Mr. Dollar.
Who didn't do what?
That girl. She didn't warm the teapot. For 2 cents, I'd send it back and make her do it right.
Well, I'm a little pressed for time, Mrs. Preeny.
Oh, I'm not going to do it, really. I just said that. I wouldn't want to attract attention under the circumstances.
You mean the fact that I'm a man and you're a woman, and apparently the twain hadn't ought to be meeting, in Shady Lane, at least.
Well, people will talk, you know. And I didn't want Martin to know.
Why not?
Well, then he'd want to know why... Of course, I'd have to tell him, and... Well,
as a matter of fact, Mrs. Preeny, I'd kind of like to know why.
Well, it's... Oh, this isn't easy for me to say, you know.
Well, let's have a try at it anyway.
It's about that letter that I wrote to the insurance company that I didn't sign my name to.
Yes?
It was a terrible thing to do. Just terrible.
In what way?
Why, those things I said about Ben. Mr. Bates, I mean... insinuating he might have had something to do with Ellen's death. Her murder, I mean.
You made some fairly definite statements, Mrs. Preeny.
They weren't true, Mr. Dollar. But I'm telling you the truth now. I know Ben didn't have anything to do with Ellen's death.
Mrs. Preeny, there were some other things you implied to me, too, you know.
Yes, about him and Aunt Millie Wells that works at the Shady Lane Cafe. I said they were carrying on before Ellen was killed. I made that up, just to hit out at him.
Why?
I don't know, really. Ellen was wonderful, and I just loved her. But sometimes, I'd get to thinking that... Not that my Martin isn't a fine man, you understand. Steady, reliable. You know, you've met him.
Oh, yes, I'd say your husband is quite steady and reliable.
I didn't want you to think that I was saying anything against him. But... life on a farm isn't easy for a woman at the best, Mr. Dollar. Sometimes she gets silly notions, I guess.
What sort of notions?
Oh, a woman's human. She wants a little warmth. understanding. That's all. Nothing more. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I think I do.
But Ben Bates, well, he didn't even look at me. Didn't see me. That's all I wanted. Just for him to look at me. But he didn't do it, Mr. Dollar. Not even once.
I left her sitting there in the stark, bare wooden booth in the lunchroom, sipping her prim cup of cold tea and trying to hide a red-faced confusion behind the shreds of decent dignity. Constable Bramler was right. Scratch the surface of Shady Lane anywhere, and you found a human passion just beneath the skin. Good morning, Constable.
Morning, Mr. Dollar. Sleep well?
So-so. How's Grody Hawkins?
Still asleep, back there at his cell.
He admits stealing that squirrel gun from Ben Bates' mantle the week before Ellen was shot, and claims he sold it to Martin Preeny the week after the murder.
Yeah, so by his own admission, the gun was in Grody's possession the day of the killing.
But Grody claims the gun is rusty and hasn't been fired in years.
Yeah, whether it's rusty or not, Grody didn't kill nobody.
Have you been out to the Preeny farm yet to pick up the gun?
Nope. Figured you might like to do that yourself. You can use my car if you want to. Cost you another $3, though.
How did you make a living before I came along?
Wasn't easy. Traffic tickets, mostly. New turnpike's gonna stop all that, though. Misses the town complete.
Along with Ben Bates' farm, huh?
Yeah. Too bad they didn't stick to the original survey. Made that place of his worth something, maybe.
And it might have saved his wife's life.
Still beating that dead horse, eh?
Oh, Ben Bates was up against the wall. A worthless farm, mortgage for $7,500 to Martin Preeny. A strong sense of moral obligation to pay it off, an invalid wife who would never get well, with a $10,000 policy on her life.
Murder ain't in Ben's nature, I told you.
Then whose nature is it in? Mrs. Preeny's, maybe? She came to see me at the hotel a little while ago.
You don't say so.
She wanted to explain why she'd lied about Ben.
Uh-huh. Reckon 'twas because he wouldn't pay no attention to her.
Who told you?
Figured it out. Reckon Martin ain't too easy a man for a woman to live with. Too straight-laced, tight-fisted. And Ben right next door that way, fine-looking young fella. Her running in all the time, taking things to Ellen. Bound to want to be noticed. Yeah, it's the nature of a woman.
What about Ellen, Mr. Bramler? She was your niece. What was her nature?
Ain't so easy to figure your own kin, Mr. Dollar. Reckon 'twas just her nature to be a victim, kind of.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
To Bob Bailey, starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
I drove slowly through the early morning countryside, lush and green, still moist from the night dew, and not yet touched by the heat of day. Farm after farm, snug and smug and safe. But Ellen Bates, a woman who never harmed anyone in her life, had lived on such a farm. Yet a bullet had crashed through the window and found her. I'd left the car parked in the yard and walked on up to the porch. The door opened before I had a chance to...
Oh!
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Freeney.
You surprised me, Mr. Dollar.
Is your husband at home?
Yes, he's in there working on his accounts. I was just going to take some strawberry preserves to Mrs. Thrasher up the road. She hasn't been feeling too well.
Sorry to hear it.
You're not going to say anything to Martin about... Well, you know what about...
I wouldn't think of it, Mrs. Freeney.
Thank you. I have to take these preserves to Mrs. Thrasher. You just go right on in, Mr. Dollar.
Yes, thanks. Mr. Prinny?
In here. Come on in.
Sorry to bother you this early in the morning.
Oh, Mr. Dollar. Just finishing my accounts for the fiscal year. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, unless I've been misinformed, you bought an old squirrel gun from Grody Hawkins a while back.
That's right. It's hanging there over the fireplace. Quite a bargain, unless he stole it someplace.
As a matter of fact, he did. From your neighbor, Ben Bates.
Then I'm out the price. I'll take it over to Ben this afternoon.
Mind if I take a look at the gun, Mr. Preeny? I'm trying to check up on Grody's story.
No, no, go right ahead. I'll just finish this total while you're at it. Then we'll have time for a chat.
He went back to the ledgers on the table in front of him, and I reached up and took down the rifle, down from its hooks above the mantel. Grody had told the truth. There was rust in the barrel and breech. The gun hadn't been cleaned nor fired in a long time. The hooks over the fireplace were old and rusted, too. They'd been there for years. And suddenly I knew.
Find what you were after, Mr. Dollar?
I found more than I was after. I found out who killed Ellen Bates.
Grody Hawkins?
No. No, not Grody. And not Ben Bates. Even though he is named as beneficiary of that $10,000 insurance policy.
What do you mean?
It was somebody who stood to profit even more than Ben did from that $10,000.
Who?
Somebody who made a $7,500 loan out of kindness. That alone should have tipped me off, Mr. Preeny. As Jed Bramler says, it wasn't in your nature.
My nature?
But of course it wasn't kindness. At the time it was good business because a turnpike was planned that would make the farm worth double the loan. But the road fell through and you were stuck with a worthless farm. Unless Ben could get money to pay you. I imagine that's when you started thinking about murder.
Are you accusing me of murder, Mr. Dollar?
Those hooks over the mantle have been there a long time. Where's the rifle that hung there before you bought this one from Grody Hawkins?
There might not have been one.
The neighbors will remember.
Let me just put down this final total. Yeah. I had a good year last year. Very good year. I doubt it's going to be that good this year. No regrets, Mr. Dollar. It's like farming. You take risks on drought, frost, insects. Sometimes you make a mistake and lose. I knew I'd made a mistake the second I pulled that trigger. After that, it was just a matter of time. The gun is buried out behind the barn. I'll get my hat.
Item 12, $94.35. Incidentals in Shady Lane and transportation back to Hartford. Expense account total, $186.60. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is written by Les Crutchfield and produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Jeanette Nolan, Forrest Lewis, Shirley Mitchell, Will Wright, Bert Holland, and John Daner. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino and Carl Fortina. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Finale of the Shady Lane matter from the summer of 1956. We'll begin another five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter, at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and in the Shady Lane matter, you heard Forrest Lewis put it on a nice New England accent, similar to what Parker Fenley would use on the Fred Allen Show as the character Titus Moody. Well, speaking of comedies, Forrest Lewis spent time as a family patriarch with the first name Mortimer. It was in a late 1940s NBC radio comedy. Can you name it? I will, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds so you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell? Yes. We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about Forrest Lewis. We heard him in the Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. Adam mentioned he also starred in a late 1940s NBC radio comedy as family patriarch Mortimer Meek. The name of that series, Meet the Meeks. I'm Greg Bell and we are done, but please remember to stop by the website, winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.